This recording, Germany 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking, even though on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The vet implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental to this. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, though it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." In Berlin, in 1947, after the war. Mm-hmm. And I lived there all my life until 1982 when I came to the United States. And I have 2 brothers in Germany. One died. And no other relatives in Germany anymore. Just the brother left. And some cousins. When I was 14, he got married. But he married to the East. So after that we didn't see each other very much anymore. But she could pass it, yeah. We went to get a visa to go into our own country, you know, from the West to the East. So it was pretty, both of my brothers, they were all of a sudden, they had this idea to marry over there. They were thinking the wall will go down. It never happened. My sisters-in-law never wanted to come to the West. They had all their family there. But nobody was expecting the wall to stay that long, I guess. Yeah. You see, it's 20 years now, so 89. Mm-hmm. 89, yeah, I saw it on TV the other day. My brother just called me and said the wall is down. And he put the names on a wall, our names, the whole family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I remember days before the wall came down, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. My brother told me they try all to flee the East. And mm-hmm. Nobody knew why, because it came down anyway. But he still lived there. Same event when I was married, and he was going to, so he could go to Checkpoint Charlie, no problem. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't. So we had to part. I had to go with the train. We got a checkpoint and he could go there. So we found one checkpoint after this where we could go together. And then we come there and I think it was, I don't know which year it was, but the Olympics were, so the United States did a boycott against Russia this year. So we come to the checkpoint and we want to go, and then he said to me, oh, you can go, he can. I said, so why can I go and he can? I'm the German, he can go anywhere. No, not to us anymore. So he wouldn't say why. So I go home, call my brother, I said, hey, he didn't let him go. Then Ahmed goes, just me. What's going on? Oh, yeah, we said the Turks stay on the American side, so we won't let them in here. And then one time we went, also, they searched the whole car, took the walls out, you know, the interior for the whole car, and we went to the funeral. So we came late to the funeral because he had to put it back. Yeah, we came late to the funeral to the uncle. I will never forget this. And in the back, you know, we had the flower arrangements. We didn't get. I never have a favorite food. Everybody says it's bratwurst and sauerkraut would be an original food from Berlin. I don't like it. Mashed potatoes are very famous in Germany. Mm. Potatoes and mushrooms and eggs, actually, over them. Mashed potato. Oh. You wouldn't get it in the restaurant, but is it real German, or I think it's a real Berliner recipe. You put mashed potatoes and then put an egg over it. The mushrooms are with milk. Make them with milk. You fry them with onions and mushrooms and then put a little bit of milk in it. It has a sauce. Yes. So nobody eats it but me.